Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning to our Easy Way family and to this wonderful host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, how are you doing this morning? Are you ready to rock and roll?
You sound a little low. Turn yourself up a little bit. And the audience needs to turn their ears up because we are live.
Okay.
Radio Boomers Live. Guys, welcome to the show. If you guys are new, make sure you rbllive.com, rbllive.com. Create your free account on the Easy Way Network. Network with the best. Get rid of that stress. Automate your business. Get visibility.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the show today. We got a great show today. We got a super health expert, one of our members.
Oh yeah.
Carmelita's Corner, and we even have an AI expert too, guys. We're gonna tell you guys a little bit about how you can do AI calling and AI customer service, and pretty much not do any work anymore.
It's a game changer. That's a game changer. That's for sure. I've been doing a lot of research on that. I got some of that in my Hot Topic article, but it's not only changing times, it's changing rapidly, you know, and I give you a lot of credit because you really keep up. And when I say keep up, you're going with the coders and all these people 24/7. It's amazing. But you know, when you do that with your business, it resources what's going on. Like for instance, the event we went to, it was an amazing event. It was the India Fest with the
ancient Indian goddess.
Ancient
show,
Indian goddess.
And, Expo Star at the
Arthi Chopra
Hotel in Grove with Arthi Chopra. Yeah, it was a great event and a lot of great working. You guys can see it on Easy Way TV. Tap Interviews already has their episode up, and we're going to be working on our. You can get more information at easywaynews.com. And if you want to get your business out there, easywaynews.com is highly ranked on Google, one of the best ways to do it. We had over 21,000 views in 24 hours for that client. And
that was
podcast.
Amazing.
If you guys have a podcast, you want to definitely get on easywaypodcast.com. In fact, we're going to go to a commercial break about Easy Way Podcast. And when we come back, we are going to have Hot Topics and then our first guest. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Easy Way Podcast. Do you have a podcast? Maybe you want to create one. Let easywaypodcast.com make it a little easier on you and your guests. For only $99 a month, you can super boost your podcast, get more subscribers, advertisers, and manage everything all in one place with Easy Way Network.
Get seen and heard the easy way. Get a larger reach. Meet quality potential guests. You could be on Roku, Apple, Amazon, all mobile devices, and smart TVs streaming on Easy Way TV. Our network helps you get advertisers and people wanting to pay you for an interview, as well as brand credibility and more social media followers. Try it free. Register to easywaypodcast.com.
Easywaypodcast.com, guys, if you want to super boost your podcast, we have an amazing podcast system that manages your podcast, get your guests, get your advertisers, and updates all your guests and advertisers, as well as get you a lot of new people. A lot of new people will start subscribing to your podcast. Our subscribing system is pretty awesome, pretty amazing as well. So, Dad, time for Hot Topics, and I know that you've got some juicy stuff for our listeners.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
Well, April 22nd, Earth Day today, guys, Earth Day. And there's a candy. It's supposed to be Jelly Bean Day, whatever that is. So we got a couple. You know, I see some of the birthdays that come up, and, you know, I'm thinking, these are guys they saw when they first started out, you know. The show that was, the movie was with Peter Fonda, the Easy Rider and all that, Jack Nicholson, I think that's the movie he was in. And he was like the new guy on the block. I remember, well, anyway, it's his birthday today. And I don't know if any of you remember, the boomers might, Peter Frampton, he's my age. I remember when he first started, he's 74. Well, we're 3 months in the year, so how are the Americans? Some people ask, what's going on with the people who try to keep in shape? Are they following their New Year's resolutions? Well, the average lasts approximately 4 months, and then it's basically back to normal. So you really got to put a little bit more effort into that. But, yeah, it doesn't last too long. Everybody's busy. About a year ago, Elon Musk was developing we're talking about AI, an AI company. His latest ventures, we're looking at an $18 billion valuation. And this is going to be a revolutionary way for trading and everything. Well, that's basically what he's doing now. It's like we were talking about, this is a game changer. I say we got a bull by the horns. Engineers working hard on 24/7 to get that bridge cleared in Baltimore. And they're figuring maybe 2 years on that. And the looks like I'm losing my voice. Okay, if you're planning on traveling Midwest this week, check out the weather. Got some big storms coming in, possible tornadoes. And the U.S. passes a bill for $95 billion to go to aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Most trending movies, Civil War, Dune 2, and The Joker. Monkey Man and Godzilla. Godzilla's been around a long time. You know, you wonder what it is about that. They've done so many remakes. Actually, Eric and I went to see that at a very fancy movie theater. It was kind of cool. You got to have dinner and everything. 15 injured in a train accident in Ukraine in the Universal Studio. So anyway, that's some of the news, Eric. I don't know if I've got a lot more stuff. The 30-year mortgage is in the 7.227 range. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, some of the top situations of 27, you know, they talk about.
Well, Dad, we have to get to our guests. That's great. And any other hot topics are always going to be on easywaynews.com. Sorry to interrupt you there, Dad, but our guest is in queue and we need to bring him on. And
okay,
we're going to go commercial break. Guys, remember this Thursday is our mega pitch party. Never want to miss it. Go to easywaypitchparty.com, register for free, and come promote yourself and get some next-level networking with our 2,500 high-quality members. We'll see you on Thursday, and when we come back, we'll have our special guest, Dr. Nick Delgado.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there, guys, and you know, and you get to meet awesome people like our next guest coming up, Dr. Nick Delgado, who's an America's anti-aging doctor. And Dr. Nick is America's renowned anti-aging expert and author of the Stop Aging Now, with over 45 years experience in the lifestyle medicine, and he's helped countless individuals achieve optimal health and wellness. A sought-after speaker and certified practitioner, Dr. Delgado shares his expertise through seminars, webinars, podcasts, social media, and his dedication to lifestyle modification has established him as a leading authority, as the doctor of doctors on anti-aging medicine. Stop Aging Now offers value insights promoting peak well-being and unlimited health. Dr. Delgado is an accomplished author with over 15 published books, with his latest masterpiece, Stop Aging Now. And so he is an expert. So, guys, if you want to ask any questions or comments, you can call in at 914-338-1303. And without further ado, let's bring to the stage Dr. Nick Delgado.
Nick Delgado. Dr. Nick,
hey,
welcome to the show.
Hey there. Great to be on your show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, it was kind of interesting the way I met you over at that one event. I believe it was Anaheim. It was a Halloween situation, I think, and there was a spook house there and everything. And I was talking to one of your assistants, and then all of a sudden you came through and we started talking. So I went up to the room, and I think I did one of the tests or something. I don't know if I want to know the results, but, you know, we need more Dr. Nicks around because too many seniors are not getting in shape, correct?
Correct. You know, when we age, we face sarcopenia, which is a complex word just meaning that the muscles and the organs start wasting away. And we've discovered unique, novel ways to rebuild the body and stay youthful as long as possible. And I think that's germane to all chronic diseases because it's not just a disease that people die from. They die from decline of hormones, loss of the ability to access peptides, the ability to mobilize stem cells and mitochondria. So these are kind of complex words, again, that most people have heard, but they have no clue how to put them into action. And so that's what we do. We help people. I literally have Dr. Paul Savage, Dr. Dean Shippey, Dr. Ron Klatz, others who come to me for help because they're the top anti-aging experts in the world. And I even helped Dr. Harvey Kaplan, a Harvard graduate. So the list is quite long. So I am the doctor to doctors. But I will say that we've opened it up now to the general public to really coach them and mentor them on my kind of group sessions. And we do have a few openings for one-on-one.
And on that note, Dr. Nick is on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And so if you guys want to book an appointment with him or message him or learn more about him, you can look up Dr. Nick on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We also have his profile pretty much all over the social media realm. So Dr. Nick, I mean, I know we always ask our guests your story, your mission, your goals. You know, why did you go down the path that that you're currently on now?
Why aren't you an engineer? You could have been anything, you know, and you're helping people. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I always wanted to go to USC, the University of Southern California. And growing up, I played football, and I thought I would be a walk-on to play football at USC. And then I met Booker Brown at 290 pounds and, you know, 6'8" in the weight room. And I thought, I don't think I'm going to hang in this sport. So I actually had a challenge because trying to bulk up to play football, I was – doing the common myth that we all have that we must eat a lot of animal protein to bulk up. And I did, and I wasn't using steroids, but I got up to over 220 pounds at 5'8" to play middle linebacker. And the problem was that I ended up having a stroke, a TIA, which damaged part of my function. And I was terrified because at USC, I was in physical therapy working with stroke victims. And I saw that they didn't die usually from the first stroke, but multiple strokes later, either it led to Alzheimer's, which we now know is the primary cause of Alzheimer's, is atherosclerotic plaques to the brain and leading to multiple small strokes, losing cognition. But so I met my mentor, and it was after reading a book, Live Longer Now, by Nathan Pritikin. I went to work with him at the Pritikin Longevity Center, and I met some of the greatest scientists in the world. And it just sparked me after myself dropping 50 pounds of body fat, getting in shape, feeling great, never having to fast or starve. And so then it led me later to meet with Dr. Terry Hertog, the hormone expert, after my dear wife, the mother of my 30-year-old passed away on Thanksgiving morning due to a hyperthyroidism, and I didn't understand hormones at the time. So then I pursued trying to find out why she died and how I could prevent others from that rather horrific outcome that was so traumatic to me and my family. So, you know, and then, you know, as life has it, I'm turning 70 this year, and the mother of one of my other children passed away 6 months ago from cancer treatments. And, you know, I think that the risk is that we think that cancer, you know, just pops up out of nowhere, but it has a 20-year etiology, meaning it starts off in your body as one cell and then it multiplies.
Well, you mentioned the thyroid thing. You know, I know a lot of people deal with that. And Dr. Nick, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to go into a little bit of the prevention techniques. And what are some natural prevention techniques to, one, just being healthy, but, you know, going down the road of protecting your thyroid? I know you have a lot of great natural supplements.
Right. So think about this. The thyroid gland is a small gland kind of at the base of the neck, and it basically helps to control all of your body functions, metabolism, and energy. So if your thyroid is functioning too high, you might have like rapid heartbeat and profuse sweating and just kind of sometimes people get their eyeballs or bulging. President Bush's wife had that problem. And what they usually do is obliterate or use some kind of radiation and destroy the thyroid gland. And then that person needs to take thyroid glandular of some type for the rest of their life. But the problem is that other people, a vast majority, have too low a thyroid function. So there's what's called endocrine disruptors. We just used to think, you know, there was maybe some genetic predisposition, which there's really not. It's something to do within the environment. Maybe you were exposed to too much heavy metals or what's called PCBs or worse, estrogen dominance, which now comes from plastics and chemicals in the environment, or just basically fluoride in your toothpaste of all things, or chloride in the swimming pool. So there's what's called haloids, and they're endocrine disruptors, meaning along with bromide now, which is in bread, they used to put iodine and iodine in salt, but iodine becomes terribly deficient in over a billion people in the world. And so this can lead to the inability to form proper thyroid. And thyroid itself is a molecule that tells the cells how to operate and function. Without thyroid, you'd have a miserable life, and many people do. If you have cold hands and feet, that's a sign you have hypo or low thyroid production. If you have thinning of the outer third of your eyebrows, if you look into the mirror compared to other people, that's a sign of low thyroid. If you have flat feet rather than arches, it's a sign that you didn't have enough thyroid at birth and you couldn't form the arches in your feet. So there's a number of symptoms, and we do an evaluation questionnaire, and we go down the list and we try and figure out, along with saliva, blood, and urine tests, to find out what hormones need to be supported as we age, how to clear these toxins, and essentially prevent or reverse thyroid deficiency or thyroid excess.
You know, we talked at your office over there, and weight loss is a really big thing. The percentages of, you know, seniors and whatever generation, millennials, overweight is a big issue. And you said that something about if you can lose weight, but if you do it improperly, it could cause the weight to come back even easier, right? Something like that?
Well, that's very true, because many people think that their problem is associated with overeating. And I will agree that if your adrenal glands, which produces cortisol, are low, then you tend to have to kind of overeat to get the body to produce more cortisol. So it becomes a vicious cycle, and you never quite solve it. I know so many clients that I've helped just by restoring their adrenal function. And people are so confused. They think high cortisol is kind of the stress hormone. But the truth is, if you can't produce enough cortisol, within minutes, you would die. So your body will do anything it can to produce cortisol. In other words, it'll create drama. And you've heard of drama queens and kings. So people will cause emotional distress and drama and arguments out of nowhere just to get a spike in their own cortisol. They'll maybe drink alcohol. That's one of the number one causes of addictions. Very few doctors are aware of this. In other words, if they drink alcohol or use cocaine or different illegal drugs or even prescription drugs, it will increase their cortisol and temporarily they'll feel well until they crash again. So the challenge is just it may take a while, but I wrote a paper this morning about chronic fatigue at our blog site, DelgadoProtocol.com. And it's really interesting how when you help people restore their cortisol, it's so much easier for them to eat a normal amount of food. It's so much easier to feel good, have energy, to pursue the significant other. You know, when you're dating, women will tell you no, and you have to have the resilience and the ability to keep persistent in a gentle, nice way. And, you know, if she does like you and she realizes, hey, he's serious, he's not just trying to hit on me with, you know, just one request. And bottom line is next thing you know, you're dancing, you're going out, you're having dates, and you're dealing with the stress of no. That's true in sales. People say no, and you have to reword what you're saying, right? You have to reengage. You can't give up on people just because they don't know they need your help. So really, cortisol is the core of weight loss, energy, well-being, because it's true that if you don't produce enough cortisol, guess which hormone increases dangerously high, and people live off of this, and that's why they drink coffee and use amphetamines and other stimulants. It's called adrenaline. You're an adrenaline junkie. You're living off adrenaline. Oftentimes, people with high IQ have high adrenaline levels. Up to the moment you die, a human can produce massive amounts of adrenaline, while cortisol, which is the front line of defense, the protective hormone, the most important hormone in your body, if you don't produce enough, you will be living off adrenaline, and all the side effects will come.
Yeah, and these people have to go and, you know, climb the highest mountains and go to the Antarctic and all that, and they wind up having health problems. You got to be careful of that. But, you know, the addiction thing is a sneaker, you know? Like, I see, you know, like in the senior areas over there, I see people checking out with a bottle of scotch or a bottle of this, and they're, like, in their 80s. But I think what happens is, they have a drink once in a while or a glass of wine, but what when you get to that point where you come home and you go, oh, where's the wine or whatever, and you start realizing, hey, I wanted, you know, it's like it's a habit or whatever, that's when you got to say, hey, forget this, you know, because if it's a problem, you know, giving it up now, it's going to be worse 6 months from now. And so one of the things, Dr. Nick, I think that's really important with all this is having the motivation, the wherewithal to stick with these programs, because it's called entrenchment. You get down in a position where, you know, you come home, especially when you get older, you know, you really turn into the Tin Man in a rainstorm, you know, you start rusting up. So it's easier to sit in a chair and watch a little TV or have a sandwich. But you have to have that. If it's difficult now, how much more difficult is it going to be a year from now when you're...
So, Dad, we don't have a whole lot of time. I want to ask one more specific question. I think that'll help a lot of the listeners out there. By the way, guys, you can tune into iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon, so much more. Google Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live. Dr. Nick, there's a lot of people that say that it's very unhealthy to eat like after 6 o'clock or eat before you go to bed. Is that true? Is there some things that you know you can do if you do eat late at night? Like how does the eating before bed come about?
Well, I'm in trouble.
Well, that's completely untrue. First, Roy Wolford was the fasting quote unquote expert from UCLA, and he trained Dr. Walter Longo from USC. And Walter Longo says this exactly as I'm stating it. You have a 12-hour window that is appropriate to eat. In other words, if you wake up at, say, 7 in the morning or 8, and let's say you eat at 8 o'clock in the morning, then your last meal could be 8 o'clock at night. That's 12 hours. And then overnight, while you're sleeping, your body is going through autophagy, meaning it's clearing out zombie cells, some foreign cells, maybe cancer cells and different things. So we need that sleep. But the key is, get this, and this is very important to understand because everyone out there is putting out a lot of misinformation about fasting and windows of eating. The truth is that you want to eat a little bit more substantial breakfast, but it needs to be ideally oil-free, sugar-free, plant-based, and that will sustain you for a couple hours, and then you basically eat a bigger lunch and then eat a smaller dinner. So in other words, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper. But the pauper could be a substantial meal of salad, fruits, vegetables, some veggie soups, very soothing and satisfying. Then you'll sleep through the night much better than a heavy animal-based meal. We're so enamored with animal protein. One of my colleagues, Dr. Garth Davis, wrote a book, Proteinaholics. And one of my most viewed YouTube videos is the myths about protein that I did a presentation at Dr. John McDougall's stage, and it's got over 200,000 views. So the truth is that when we eat about and talk about protein in this particular order, your healthiest foods to consume towards the evening are complex carbohydrates, rice, fruit, vegetables, beans, peas, soup, salads. And then your next healthiest foods are from whole nuts, seeds, avocados, and olives. And basically your protein, believe it or not, comes from within the rice. It turns out that rice has as much protein as human breast milk, and it mimics the amino acid patterns that are essential to life. So the core of your diet could be literally rice, potatoes, fruits, vegetables, beans, and peas. People say, wait a minute, that potatoes and rice, that's a lot of carbohydrates. Well, it's complex carbohydrates. The brain needs that for fuel, and it spares the body protein, according to Lee Haney, who wrote a book, Fit at Any Age. And here he is, one of the great eight-time Mr. Olympiad bodybuilders, who takes in about 500 to 600 grams of complex carbohydrates a day. He walks in at contest shape year-round, and now he's a senior, and he still advocates a high complex carbohydrate, adequate in protein, and sufficient in fat, the essential fatty acids for brain function. So that's how you do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sticking with it. And, you know, and these are good examples of people that you don't have to be a creaky, shuffling along person after 65. And I think it's like a common myth. Well, I'm 65 and I got to move slow, sit slow. It takes three times to get up off the couch. That's what I feel like I'm in a world of, you know. And you,
Mr. Zulia,
you enjoy-
I've seen you dance on the dance floor. You're amazing. So, you know, a gentleman like you and I here, I'm turning 70. You're 74, I believe you said. And basically, you know, we're just shaking up the world and moving as fast or faster than we did in our youth. I work out in the gym for 12 minutes, a very intense workout. Then I go to the beach and I lift my dumbbells for an hour solid. So I'm a world champion, and I've beat and challenged some of the strongest athletes in the world. I'm undefeated in the last 10 years, including I challenged Jake Paul, who's going to fight Mike Tyson. And by the way, Mike Tyson's doctor called me up and asked for my award-winning product called Estroblock, because he knew that estrogen dominance is a big problem for those who use testosterone and need testosterone as we age. So it's really interesting how many celebrities I've worked with. And Jake Paul almost ignored me, and then I told him I beat his trainer, Ocean, who's Ibaki Bakulis, in a weightlifting competition, and he didn't even come close to beating me, and Jake was shocked, and he said, really? I said, yeah, I asked him, and then he asked to feel my bicep, because, you know, all guys like to flex, so I did. He said, wow, and it was kind of a funny encounter, but he's got that big fight coming up, and, you know, he's probably the highest-paid celebrity athlete in the world, right?
Yeah,
well, that's amazing, Dr. Nick, that you you know, you're able to keep up and beat you know, the younger people when you're in your 70s, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening want to hear more about your story, and we definitely want to have you back. And even I think it'd be great to have you on more of a regular once a month you know, segment. You have so much information, so much knowledge, and I know you have a lot of natural supplements. You do. Really, I mean, even digitally, you can help people on Zoom, and there's a lot of things we've been talking about. So, guys, stay tuned. We're going to be doing a lot more with Dr. Nick, and we so appreciate your information and insight today, Dr. Nick. And you guys can subscribe to his Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. We'll be getting his podcast on there soon. And you can check out Dr. Nick's show on Easy Way TV if you look up Dr. Nick. But we appreciate you coming on the show today, Dr. Nick. Great insight, great value. We have to get to the next segment, but is there anything else that we missed that you want to tell our listening audience?
Stop aging now. Seven secrets to look and feel great forever. I got it in my hand.
Yep, there you are. Yep, just you're one step away from being great, and you know you never can give up. You just have to keep moving forward and find the right people to coach you and guide you. And I'm the top mentor to doctors around the world, and now I'm opening up to people, your listeners, and iHeart, and the incredible easy way approach that you guys are doing. It's just incredible. Thanks for having me on your show. Looking forward to coming on.
What do you think of a Dr. Nick Delgado health column on Easy Way News? You know, we got 21,000 views in 24 hours on our last post. So I think we need to definitely not deprive our amazing Easy Way family of your knowledge and know-how. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to have some great things ahead with Dr. Nick Delgado. Thank you so much for being a guest, Dr. Nick.
Thank you much. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again. And I'm feeling grand. I've got a wonderful reason. You just won't believe this. One of my former art students looked me up from the time I was an LA Unified art educator, and he has just gone on to doing phenomenal things. Not only is he an acclaimed international artist, art professor, producer of special art programs for the community, he is currently producing what is called the Blurred Festival. And I'm going to bring him on now so that he can tell you all about that and more. So welcome. He now calls himself True. I knew him as another name when he was in my class, but he calls himself True. So let's bring him on. Hello there, True.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Welcome. Let's have some applause for True.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we had a wonderful conversation just before the show started. In fact, we got carried away. I had no idea we were on the phone so long. I think we were talking for about an hour. But we have so much to catch up with. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? And I was just blown away when you told me how long it took for you to find me. Can you let the audience know what your journey was in trying to find me?
I think I started looking for you about 6 years ago, but at the time you didn't appear to have any social media presence, and I believe the only thing that I was able to find was your physical address, so I had to send what was probably the first snail mail letter that I've sent in decades. But I managed to reconnect with you recently now that you have more of a presence on social media.
Oh, wonderful. Well, You know, the internet is just really an amazing invention. And also, on that note, my husband and I were connected to a record collector who had been searching for us for 7 years. The funny thing about it is that our address was right on the record that he had. You know, that was at the time when they were producing vinyl, you know, 45s. And so he had no idea he already had the connection in his hands. But he searched and he found us. And the record has since then become a rare collectible overseas in Europe. And so that's another story. But let's get back to you with the Blurred Festival. Please explain to our audience what that is.
Well, nerd culture has taken on a lot of popularity and prominence in popular culture in recent years. Most notably, things like science fiction fandoms or Lord of the Rings fandoms or anime fandoms. So most people that define nerd define it as someone who has a particular interest in some niche facet of the various fandoms. But as black nerds or blurreds, we recognize that the black community is broader than that and has more needs than that. So we are defining a nerd as someone that could possibly have an interest in superheroes and science fiction and things like that, but not necessarily. You could be an archaeology nerd. You could be an opera nerd. You can be, you know, a plant nerd or a science nerd or a tech nerd. And we are trying to create space for all those types of nerds, for any type of black creative genius to come together and share their knowledge and share their information with other members of the community.
That's amazing. And, you know, I had no idea at the time you were in my class what you were going through with what people describe as a high IQ that set you apart from other people. You were explaining to me about the colorism in our society and in your family, and I had no idea that, you know, art was the reason why you behaved in my class and that you were acting out in your other classes. And you told me that, you know, they singled you out, even though your neighborhood at that time where you know, my school was in what they call the hood, you know, actually not
hood.
Too far from where the Watts riots, no, not the Watts riots, where they, the, well, the riots, okay, but it was near Florence and, you know, not that far away from Normandy. That's where the rebellion, as some people would prefer to call it, broke out. But you were in that neighborhood, or as I refer to it as the hood. You know, we had the Crips at that particular time, you know, as part of our neighborhood. But they singled you out because of your high IQ and put you in other schools and other neighborhoods. And that's because, you know, you excelled with as a gifted student. And so that would have been wonderful, except you told me that you acted out and you became a problem. And you told me the reason why was because you thought that you would get attention because your brother, who was very fair in complexion and appeared to be white, was getting all the attention at your home. Because he was a bad actor, you figured you would be able to get attention, too, by being a bad actor. Is that the way you explained it to me? Yeah, I just thought that was fascinating because, you know, a lot of people are not aware in our society, in America, that we still have an issue with the color thing. Now, I had no idea about any of it until I was in the sixth grade because, fortunately, my family shielded me from all of that. I had never even heard of segregation. I grew up in a what is called a white neighborhood, and at that time I didn't even know they were white. I called them pink people. So, you know, I really didn't have any clue about any of this stuff. And until, you know, of course, certain people, you know, made sure that I knew, you know. but it's just really something people are not aware of, and we still need to correct in our country, because I think all the colors are beautiful. You know, can you imagine if you lived in a world with nothing but white trees and white flowers and white food and white mountains and everything was white? I mean, wouldn't that be boring? We need all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
But tell them about what you told me this morning also about what singled you out how I discovered your talent.
So the very first assignment that I had in my ninth grade art class with Ms. Pittman was she wanted everyone to just draw a picture, and I think that it was a way for her to assess everyone's skill levels and interests. And I made my drawing of an astronaut on the moon, and she came up to me and said that you know, each year she had her artists, you know, her small handful of students that were more talented than your average kid, and that for that year I was it.
That's amazing. And you did wind up getting the art contest. You won. What was the name of that particular art contest that you were in?
There was the contest, Life in These United States. It was about, you know, patriotic imagery and things. And I won citywide, and then I won statewide, and then I lost at the national level.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've just been so blessed with having so many wonderful students such as yourself, you know, that have come through my classroom doors. And actually, all of my students were wonderful, whether or not they, you know, had as much talent as you did or not. I mean, in their own ways, everybody brought something to the party, you know, because everybody's got a talent for whatever it is, you know. We've all been given gifts, all of us. I don't care what it is. It could be somebody who knows how to speak well, or somebody who can throw the ball well and put it in a basket, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We all have gifts. But by the fact that I was an art educator, of course, I was always looking for the talented youngsters that I could submit for art scholarships, and we have had so many students that I have actually ushered that have received art scholarships. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, you know, as I was mentioning to you earlier on our call, I acted out in school because I thought it would get me the attention, and because that wasn't really the reason that my brother was getting the attention. Like, I didn't know about colorism and racism and sexism, so I just assumed that he was getting that attention because he was a bad student. So I became a bad student, and it never worked to get the attention, so I just kept doubling down and doubling down and doubling down until finally I was kicked out of a number of schools and then dropped out of high school altogether. And it was after several years of working jobs that a high school dropout with no marketable skills can have. I got to the point where I was homeless, jobless, penniless, and living on the streets of Venice Beach with my crackhead girlfriend. And I finally woke up to the realization that that was what people had been warning me about, that I would never get a good job without a college education. And so I recognized that education was what I needed to turn my life around. And so I applied to colleges, and I had to explain to them that I did not have a diploma, I did not have a GED, I did not have an SAT score or an ACT score, I had a 0.0 GPA. However, I explained to them that that was a reflection of a dysfunctional household and not my academic ability. And though I had no proof, I needed them to take a leap of faith with me and allow me to attend college. And it worked.
Oh, well, look, on that note, True, I'm hearing the music, which is our cue to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. I would like for you to give that website to the Blurred Festival, and I'm going to bring you back on again so we can have another opportunity to talk about that and to get you on some of the pitch parties. So please give them a shout-out on how they can connect to you, and then we're going to say goodbye.
If you just go to blacknerdfestival.com, you can find out all the information you need to know.
There you go. And thank you for coming on and giving us so much wonderful information. And God bless you and continue doing the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Another incredible segment, Carmelita's Corner. Again,
yeah, absolutely.
Guys, you can follow Carmelita's Corner and look up Carmelita on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Just create your free account at Easy Way I, letter E, letter Z, W A Y I .com. Now, speaking of I and speaking of AI, well, we're just going to say, we're going to start speaking about AI now. Our next guest is actually an AI expert, automation expert, and provides a lot of value in the AI world. And so if you are into AI and want to learn more about it, you definitely want to meet this gentleman. And if you like what you hear, again, you can go to easywayi.com. You can reach out to him. And he has a very turnkey customization for your business. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Ron, who is in collaboration with Digital Copilot, a CRM creative director. He's got the voice of automation, AI, and it's called VoiceWave. So we're going to hear a little bit more about VoiceWave here soon. So let's go ahead and bring on Ron to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Ron.
Hey, Eric. How are you guys?
How you doing, Ron?
I'm good.
I'm good, my friend.
Slow down with those baby moments here. Except for Eric, of course. So, you know, you keep up with the latest trends. I mean, talking about AI, I talk about the timeline. And in the timeline of thousands of years, the only blip that was on there was, you know, the Industrial Revolution when Oppenheimer came along. But when the computer came along, then we had, you know, the metaverse and now AI. But with AI, I think we kind of have a bull by the horns, don't we? We're talking about working with something that's going to be far smarter than we are, like with trading in the stock market and something that's going to out-trade the best traders by far. Where is this going? I mean, this 35% of global companies use AI, and it's going to be increasing. So is there any limit?
No, it's actually there's no limit. In the last past 2 years, AI has evolved exponentially. Just imagine the 8-track all the way to the MP3 player, the years of evolution of music. Well, AI in the last 2 years became from 8-track to MP3. It skipped the record and the CD because the technology is so fast. And so everyone's trying to jump into AI to see where their niche is going to be. And once you find that niche, you can become a very successful person. And we've been working with Eric for a while now, and we want to introduce something to his community where they can really take advantage of it. And one thing that I have discovered, which is fairly new to everyone, but it's pretty much revolutionary, is with this voice appointment center where you can imagine just having a salesman who doesn't need to take a break, tech support, who will have all the answers, and a customer service that will cater to your customers when they're feeling upset about something. You have a natural voice AI that is communicating with them, and it's so real. And the voice, you will probably never guess if that was a real person or not. That's how sophisticated it's gone, between like a robot voice to a very fluent communication with AI.
That's amazing. When you get to the point where you can't tell the difference, that's when the acting world starts coming in, thinking like, hey, an AI bot's going to take my place. It's just such a game changer. So where are we going from? Like, you're talking about the stock market. So you take the best traders in the world and you put AI in the mix, they're going to blow them away, just like they did the best chess player in the world. And they might win one game, but after that. So this is a scenario where you could literally go to bed at night and your AI is, going forward, and you could wake up with a whole new program in the morning because it's been reprogramming itself for the last 6-7 hours, right?
Absolutely. And then when it comes to digital marketing, you can really look at it as the evolution of it now is, yeah, you can wake up and next thing you know, you have leads in the morning because it was running on autopilot where it was calling outbound your leads. It's also answering your phone call. And so you never miss a beat. And this is what a lot of solo entrepreneurs and business owners, they lack the attention that needs to nurture leads and to continue to like make sales calls. People neglect that. And so business goes down. But if you have something that's automated and continues to do it for you, you can't lose. And now with AI, with this new technology, everyone should pretty much use it. Now, all these tools in AI, they work. Everyone from the stock market, from crypto to digital marketing, but applying it is really the key. And where are you at in your own industry? So
they say larger companies are 2 times more likely to use AI than smaller ones, but the smaller ones are getting on board too. I saw a video Jobs with the Amazon or whoever it was, and they had a huge warehouse with maybe 100 forklifts, and all the guys are driving them around. And then he wound up, was approached by an AI person. He said, look, we can make this animated. And he wound up turning all these forklifts into AI forklifts, and you didn't hear a sound. They were all just doing their thing. And there was maybe 2 or 3 people in the whole shop.
It's totally a game changer. I recommend anyone of you, don't fear this technology, because like you want to take advantage of it. It's as easy as chatting with someone on a messenger. That's what you're doing with this technology. You're talking to AI just like a person, and then it's giving you answers that's more resourceful than you would search in the search engine like Google or Microsoft Bing. Or it's all now. This machine learning technology is able to answer you in real time and will also continue to learn who you are as it goes, so that it understands where you're coming from all the time. And so it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, who knows where we're going with this technology. I mean, it's beneficial. But they say with new things that come along, like the Industrial Revolution, it creates new jobs in a different way.
So Ron, sorry to interrupt you there, but let's dumb this down a little bit for our listeners and give them a scenario. I'm a coach, and I want to collect new leads, new sales, build a community. And I want to be able to follow up with those new leads that are coming into my landing page. Like, give me the whole scenario. How am I setting my business up here? And then what is it that you're providing that makes it where I can, I don't know. I mean, are you providing sales? Like what main tool am I going to get as far as return and takeaway by using what you're doing?
Okay. So most companies or even business owners are neglecting their own book of business, their contacts. Most of their contacts, there's a gold mine in there of like repetitive businesses. And there's something called reactivate database, where you would pretty much go to your old contact list. And sometimes it's good, or if you're, for example, a property manager and these people owe you money, and you would actually set an automation where you're collecting people's money. Now, there's a fine line with that when it comes to calling personal. But when you're calling businesses, say you have a book of business and you wanted to reach out because you have a new offer, and you wanted to reach out by phone or text and as a way of communicating this new offer, well, you can customize your scripts for the AI to reach out to your customers with a new offer, and you're basically selling, you're sending out a salesman to send them your offer, and they will end up either setting an appointment for you or closing the deal or warming up the lead so that they are qualifying leads. So what service we're providing, Eric and I, is we're going to provide a service where the AI will have three different ways you can look at it. As a customer service, or if you need a customer service for your business, and when they call in, you'll have someone who's automated to answer that for you, whether text or voice. And then if you want to do tech support where it's more technical, you can do that as well. But it's the sales outbound and inbound calls that people neglect or have to hire out to do sales is where the game changer is, because now we can have a script to voice the AI that will have all the rebuttals, have everything to do with closing the deal, knows how to structure it, and also at the point where they'll get them to schedule a call, which is the end result for you to end up calling them or getting them to go and purchase something from you from the offer. So setting that up is tedious, but once it's set up, it's done. And so we're providing that service to have it customized for your business, tailored up to communicate to your customers. First, your existing book of business. Then we can talk about getting more leads towards either wherever you buy leads or leads that are coming from your website. That's a different story, but it's a starter where you want to take advantage of your existing book of business because there's money there still. They just haven't been, communicated after a long time. So you can send them, hey, we haven't talked to you in a long time. Guess what we have in store, and we want to let you know what we have. And they can have a conversation with AI, and at the end, you book it for them. So
let me just kind of make sure I'm clear on this and the listeners are clear. So you're saying that I can set up a script of some sort and have my AI contact my leads list. So if I'm on Zoom and I'm meeting people on social media, I met them at events, or I can just upload my contacts from my phone into this system, and the AI will automatically contact all those people and try to rustle business for me?
Yep, exactly.
Ah.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty cool, huh, guys?
Round, don't be intimidated by these new platforms. Do the thing you fear and it does appear certain. Once you start getting into it, it's not that complicated, and then once you have it, it's very beneficial for you. I learned that
Absolutely.
With my new cell phone.
There's so many AIs out there. There's so many groups that are they're creating their own platforms, their own machines, and trying to be the niche. But we can still be pioneers in this AI revolution, and niche it where our system, the Easy Way system, can have this tool available for the community if they want to revamp up their contacts. And it's something they should do. But once they start using it, there's so much more available to them in terms of we can find ways for them to get leads and then call those leads. And this would be something routine that they should do on a normal basis. Every business should have a salesperson just continually calling and generating new business. That's like the traditional way, but there's always so much distraction of, let's build a website and create a landing page and hopefully get leads. But then you got to pay for ads to lead them to the landing page, or you're going on social media, but that's a big popularity contest and you're really trying to just get followers, but are you going to really get real leads? Not for a while. So you go on your existing contacts, they know what the business is about, or you get a list or collaborate with other people, then you can have this AI just call them. And it gets a higher return because you're actually getting them on their phone, communicating, engaging with them, and they don't even know the difference. It's not really trying to deceive them, but people do feel more comfortable sometimes talking to somebody. So that's how you get them.
Yeah. People will get a call and they'll try to ask them questions. Are you an AI bot? You know?
Yeah.
Like you say, it's getting so real now. They had a commercial with two insurance people on. This was years ago. And it worried the, you know, the entertainment or, the, you know, television business because the two insurance people looked so real that they thought, wow, where's this going? So that was, like I said, that was a couple of years ago. Now, who knows? Just like Metaverse, there's real people in there now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much wonder that this year you're going to see a lot of people, like, putting a stake on what they're claiming as they are the AI gurus, but you want to be careful because some of these things are just they're just been recreated and what, you know, so you have to make sure that the people that you're working with know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a while, and I'm in it 100%. It's just part of my my arsenal of digital marketing tools is having AI part of it.
So Ron, we had a question from the audience. Is there going to be any type of demonstration on what you're talking about being set up?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. I'm going to set it on the Easy Way Network. We'll have a demo there. It's going to be available. We're discounting it for people in the Easy Way Network too, because this is a family based community where we want to help people grow first. We're not trying to, and we try to make it as cost effective as possible because, you know, we're all doing the best to succeed. So we're doing it so they get a return on their investment. They see it, and we're trying to make simple methods with like sophisticated like technology.
Amazing.
And another question is this is going to be a month-to-month type payment, or do they have to buy the software, or is it like an annual commitment?
There's no commitment, but it's a month-to-month service. I'm working with some people right now to really make it as affordable as possible. I don't want to let you know what the price is. We'll have, by the end of the week, we're pretty much there. Eric will announce it again, and we'll probably announce it as we have it down pack. It'll be released, and you'll see a banners and on Easy, probably announce it on social media. But this is one where I knew that it's helpful for people who have their own book of business but have lacked to even just dive into it. You know, their contact list is now you can really be creative and how do you talk to your old contacts. And then some people don't like to do the calls, but if you have someone calling for you, you feel confident that you had the right message out there. You directed that message. So as long as it was said, then, you know, your job was done and it's fulfilled. So I believe in this. This is as good as a AI text message, because a lot of people like to communicate with text messaging. But this is just like if they don't answer the phone, we'll get them on the text. But sometimes the phone thing is a game changer in terms of just a communication where a lot of people old school, like they like to talk on the phone. So it's good.
Yeah. The old-fashioned way. Like I said, years ago, we needed a dime if we wanted to communicate with somebody. And then this thing called the pager. And
I remember the
beat.
Pager.
It's like, what the heck? Oh, God, where is this going, huh, man? What's it going to be like in another 5 years, you know?
It's all exciting stuff there, Ron, and we have easywaynews.com. We actually do have a tech section at Easy Way News, so I'm sure we'll be updating more stories on this incredible technology to help one's business. And you do need to have an account with Easy Way Network in order to get access and eligibility to these promos that we're putting out. So make sure you guys create an account on easywayi.com, and you can see the updates too. We'll be posting on the feed all the updates going on with this. So, Ron, thanks so much for joining us, man. Is there anything that we might have missed that you want to say hi to your mom and dad or friends and family at home?
I'm grateful for the Easy Way Network. You guys always just staying consistent, very dedicated in ensuring that this platform reaches the right people. I'm in it to win it for you guys. I'm supporting, and hopefully Eric and I are going to, every week or so, we're going to have the new AI stuff that I'm putting together so that it's available as a system or a service for the Easy Way Network. So I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
Well, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, AI was Eric's like the AI of the online world, and it's exploding. I'm trying to keep up. I'm trying. But thanks for coming on, Brad. And,
all right, take care, guys.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest today, Ron. Great information. Yeah, stay tuned for more information on this awesome AI sales technology, sales and customer service. It'll be there on theeasywayi.com as well as Easy Way News. So, guys, man, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe to rbllive.com. Make sure you email easywaypodcast@gmail.com if you want to be a guest or you want to connect to our guests or you want to contribute in any way. Connect with us, easywaypodcast@gmail.com, and stay tuned for another amazing guest next week. Dad, another amazing podcast show brought to you by Better Vision for Children.
Better Vision for Children, bringing awareness to children's eye health and supporting testing and research for amblyopia and myopia. And our other vision is supporting underprivileged or foster care children that we're bringing awareness to a possible brighter future for them, opening up doors and giving them access and experience to different livelihoods. So we'll talk about that more. I'm just very excited, Eric, with your AI guest and Nick. I mean, these are top people in the business. So take notes. This is a game changer. It helps you with your longevity, and you get an AI bot going, it takes care of a lot of your stuff for you. So there we go, Eric. Time to wrap.
BVCCharity.org, guys. Support the kids. Support this cause. We've got a big event coming up for Better Vision for Children December 14th. And we're also featuring the fourth annual Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. We'll be opening up for nominations here soon for 25 different categories. So keep tuning in to Easy Way Network. .com. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit easywaynetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z. easywaynetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.